Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And
Austrian stocks in English. Austrian stocks in English.
Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast Audio City in the podcasts Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian, I'm the host of this podcast, and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly, and after week 35, 8 months of 2023 are over. The ATX is back in positive year-to-date area. Telekom Austria qualified for the ATX. The committee has to give the final okay next week. News came from Kontron, Valneva, Voestalpine, POR, Pira Mobility, VIG, Varimbex, Frequentis, S-Immo, Austria Card Holdings, Immofinanz, Lansing, Strabag and Semperit. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart
Allison. These were the news of week 35. Monday, Kontron. Kontron has announced the acquisition of Hartmann and Wiener, a group of rugged computing systems manufacturers based in Germany and the United States, from Phoenix Mecano AG. The companies generated revenues of around 18 million euros and an EBITDA of approximately 3 million euros in 2022. The purchase price is 22.1 million euros, subject to adjustment depending on the balance sheet upon closing. For Kontron, this acquisition is the next step up the value chain of its fast-growing high-margin business segment Software Plus Solutions. The avionics and defense business will, together with Kontron's transportation business and Sisitec registered sign, turn Software Plus Solutions into the biggest segment by 2025 and will achieve an expected revenue share of more than 50% by 2027. Kontron, weekly performance, minus 0.15%. Valneva, a specialty vaccine company, reported positive initial phase 3 safety data in adolescents for its single-dose chikungunya virus, CHIKV, vaccine candidate VLA-1553. Immunogenicity data for the trial are expected in November 2023, funded by the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, CEPI, and conducted in collaboration with Instituto Butantan. The VLA-1553-321 adolescent trial is intended to support label extension in this age group following a potential initial regulatory approval in adults from the Food and Drug Administration FDA in the United States, US. The trial is also expected to support licensure of the vaccine in Brazil, which would be the first potential approval for use in endemic populations. The present safety analysis is also expected to enable regulatory submission to the European Medicines Agency, EMA, later this year. Valneva, weekly performance, minus 0.59%. Tuesday, Voestalpine CFO Robert Ottel will not accept the supervisory board's offer of reappointment for a five-year term starting April 1, 2024. He will therefore resign from the management board of Voestalpine AG at the end of March 31, 2024. The supervisory board will decide promptly on a successor to Robert Ottel. Further, Peter Schwab, member of the management board of Voestalpine AG and head of the metal forming division, will not be available for a further period in office when his contract comes to an end on March 31, 2024, for personal reasons. The successor to Peter Schwab will be announced in September. Head of the high performance metals division, Franz Rotte, will leave the company to enjoy his well-earned retirement. Reinhard Neubauer will become a member of the management board from April 1, 2024. And the new head of the High Performance Metals Division Voestalpine, weekly performance, 3.67%. Valneva, a specialty vaccine company, today announced that Health Canada has completed screening validation of the company's regulatory application for marketing approval of its single, shot chikungunya vaccine candidate law 1553 in persons aged 18 years and above, and has determined that the new drug submission NDS application is sufficiently complete to permit a substantive review. Based on Health Canada's performance standard to process an NDS application, the company believes the regulatory review could be completed by mid-2024. This is the second regulatory application for VLAR 1553 filed by Valneva, and the company intends to make additional regulatory submissions in 2023. A biologic license application, BLA, is currently under priority review by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration FDA. Valneva, weekly performance, minus 0.59%, PAR, in the first half of 2023. Construction Group PAR generated revenue of €2,891.10 m, 11.4% more than in the same period of 2022. On the cost side, purchased services in particular recorded a significant increase. The company increased its EBITDA by 8.7% to €136.7 million. EBT rose by 24.6% to €27.5 million, resulting in an EBT margin of 0.9% in relation to production output, high/2022, 0.8%. The order backlog also increased, plus 1.17% compared to the first half of 2022, and approached the €9 billion mark for the first time. PAR achieved production output of €3,017 million, an increase of 9.1% year-on-year. Growth was particularly strong in the permanent business in Poland and Romania. Here, production output for each market rose by over 40%. The railway construction segment in Austria also showed pleasing increases. PAR's focus is on its seven European home markets, where it generated 96.9% of its production output. Austria remains the largest market, accounting for 44.8%. PAR, weekly performance, 4.52%. PIRA Mobility, in the first half of 2023, the PIRA Mobility Group increased the group revenue by 20.2% to a new record value of €1,387.60 million, previous year, €1,154.10 million, with the motorcycle segment, plus 19%, and also the bicycle segment, plus 37%, realizing significant sales increases. Group-wide, about 59% of the turnover was generated in Europe, 28% in North America including Mexico and 13% in the rest of the world. The operating result, EBIT, of €96.9 million in the first half of 2023 is above the previous year's figure of €92.8 million. The very strong operating result performance in the motorcycle segment, plus 1.66%, compensates for the negative deviation in the bicycle segment. The tight inventory situation at bicycle dealers increasingly led to discounts, which had a negative impact on the group EBIT. The bicycle market as a whole is characterized by major changes. The consolidation that has already begun and is expected will have profound effects on the entire bicycle industry. PIRA Mobility, weekly performance, minus 1.55%. Wednesday, Frequentis, Eurocontrol, one of the air navigation service providers, ANSPs, of four Eurocontrol member states, Belgium, Germany, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands, selected Frequentis to provide its CWP as part of the MUOC fallback automation system, to ensure a higher space capacity during fallback operations while maintaining safety levels. Eurocontrol's primary CWP will be mirrored by the fallback system, enabling controller requirements to be met in a similar way. Frequentis, weekly performance, 4.44%. Wirimpex, for Wirimpex, the first half of 2023 was characterized by a further improvement in revenues and EBITDA in the progression of the construction activities in Krakow as planned. While a recovery is evident in the hotel segment, interest rates remain high, property valuations are subject to high volatility, and the Russian ruble is being impacted by currency fluctuations. The currency has depreciated compared with the first half of 2022. Nevertheless, the Wirimpex Group is reporting a slight profit of €0.2 million. Total revenues improved by 31% in the first half of 2023, coming to €26.3 million. This can be attributed to higher revenues from the rental of office properties in Poland as well as the Avior Tower in St. Petersburg, after being completed last year, The latter has been fully occupied since January 2023. In contrast to the prior year period, the group conducted no real estate transactions in the first half of 2023. Nevertheless, EBITDA rose by 5% to €11.3 million thanks to the revenue increases, where IMPEX, weekly performance, minus 4.71%, Vienna Insurance Group, VIG achieved gross written premiums in the amount of €7,306.70 million in the first half of 2023. This represents a significant increase of 10.8% compared to the previous year's figure of €6,595.10 million. All reportable segments show premium growth compared to the first half of the previous year. Poland, Extended Sea and Special Markets segments performed particularly well. The result before taxes increased significantly in the first half of 2023, improving by 118.4% to €462.9 million. First half of 2022, €212.0 million. The result in the previous year was strongly affected by interest rate developments during the reporting period and by measures in the amount of €126.1 million in connection with the Russian government and corporate bond exposure of. By contrast, a profit of €20.3 million was generated in the first half of 2023 through the sale of Russian government and corporate bonds. VIG, weekly performance, 0.60%. SMO, total revenues of real estate company SMO were €161.4 million, up from €119.6 million in the prior year. Rental income was €93.9 million, high 2022, €73.0 million. This increase reflects the positive impact from acquisitions of higher-yielding properties. Revenues from hotel operations rose to €31.4 million, high 2022, €23.7 million, and the result from hotel operations rose to €8.0 million, high 2022, €5.2 million, as travel across Europe recovered strongly. Gross profit improved by more than 35% to €86.0 million, while EBITDA rose by almost 40% to €68.1 million. SMO, weekly performance, minus 0.50%. Thursday, Strabag, construction group Strabag generated an output volume of €8,258.62 million in the first half of 2023, 9% higher than in the same period of the previous year. The ongoing execution of the high order backlog contributed positively to the significant increase in output volume, in part supported by the inflationary environment. The largest increases in absolute terms were achieved in the home markets of Germany and Austria, followed by Romania, the United Kingdom and Poland. This contrasted with declines in work performed in the Czech Republic, Denmark and Sweden. The order backlog exceeded the €24 billion mark for the first time on March 31, 2023, and remained above this mark at the end of June with €24,320.48 million. EBIT grew by 37% to €87.35 million, 6M/2022, €63.63 million. Based on our high order backlog and strong increase in output in the first half of the year, we are raising our output forecast for the full year 2023 to around €18.6 billion. Our target of at least 4% for the EBIT margin remains unchanged, says Clemens Hasselsteiner, CEO of Strabag SE. Strabag, weekly performance, 1.68%. Austriacard Holdings, one of the leading B2B providers of smart cards, personalization and payment solutions, as well as secure data management and digitalization solutions, continues its strong operating performance in H1 2023. Revenues increased by 32.1%, reaching €181.2 million, driven by strong performance in payment products and solutions and the contribution of the recently acquired majority stake in a postal services business in Romania. Net profit after tax increased by 156.8% to €12.3 million, improving margin to 6.8% compared to 3.5% in last year's half, due to significantly less adjustments compared to H1 2022. To better address its rapid expansion in new markets, during H1 2023 the company implemented a new corporate structure, based on its major market segments of Central Eastern Europe and DACH, Western Europe, Nordics and Americas Turkey. Middle East and Africa, the new structure will facilitate the cross-selling of the group's widening portfolio of solutions, as well as improve its customer service. Austriacard Holdings AG, weekly performance, unchanged. IMA Finance Group recorded strong growth in both rental income and operating results in the first half of 2023. Rental income rose by nearly 80% year-on-year to €258.9 million and, at €216.8 million, the results of asset management were 97.1% higher than the first half of the previous year. The results of operations and sustainable FFO1 from the standing investment business more than doubled to €118 million and €140.9 million, respectively. IMA Finance Group's results for the first half of 2023 reflect two important achievements. First, we benefited from acquisitions and the full consolidation of SMO, which drove growth and substantially strengthened our market position. Second, our superb asset management team delivered organic growth through a significant increase in like-for-like rents, explained Radhika Doring, member of the IMA Finance Executive Board. IMA Finance Group also recorded market-related property write-downs of €-197.2 million, primarily relating from lower-yielding properties. As a result, net profit fell to €-144.5 million, Q1-2 2022, €162.7 million, and earnings per share declined to €-0.59, Q1-2 2022, €1.20. IMA Finance, weekly performance, -1.45%. Lenzing, the Lenzing Group, a world-leading provider of specialty fibers for the textile and non-woven industries, has made significant technical improvements to its Purwakarta site, PT, South Pacific Viscose. Lenzing has invested more than €100 million since 2021 to convert existing production capacity to specialty viscose. With the imminent completion of the investment, Lenzing is in a better position to serve the strongly growing demand for specialty fibers. Lenzing, weekly performance, 4.94%. Semperit, the Semperit Group has successfully completed the sale of its medical business to the Southeast Asian glove manufacturer Harps Global. After receiving all regulatory approvals, the closing took place as planned today, August 31, 2023, in Vienna. The purchase price for the entire medical business agreed upon signing the contract in December 2022 amounted to €115 million. Semperit, weekly performance, 6.47%. Friday, Valneva, specialty vaccine company Valneva will be attending a number of investor conferences in the coming weeks and will, among other things, discuss the development of the vaccine candidates against chikungunya virus, VLA-1553, and Lyme disease, VLA-15. Specifically, Valneva will attend the Morgan Stanley 21st Annual Global Healthcare Conference in New York on September 11th, the Kepler-Chevreuse Autumn Conference 2023 in Paris on September 12th, and the H.C. Wainwright 25th Annual Global Investment Conference also in New York. Valneva, weekly performance, -0.59%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present is the whole thing, no.